When the Sun of Knowledge comes, there will be light. This is a quote from Sakar Murli, August 28th. And even in the Gita, in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, verse 16 says that the sun illumines everything when it rises. Of course, we are talking about the spiritual sun here, the sun of knowledge. If you think about it, have you ever found yourself lost in confusion, debating what's real and what's not? But imagine if a brilliant light suddenly illuminated everything, revealing the clarity you've been seeking. This light illuminates your wisdom, your intellect, and you receive the clarity you've been seeking. That is the transformative power of the divine source, the Sun of Knowledge, which is a metaphor for the spiritual awakening that dispels darkness and ushers in understanding when the divine source rises or comes. Imagine it's pitch dark outside and you come across something that feels like a tree bark. You think, this is a tree. You feel it and you think, oh, this is a tree. And others around you might agree, but some might argue, saying, no, 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 it's not a tree, it is something else. In the dark, without us being able to see clearly, we are very uncertain about what it is, and there are lots of debates, right, around what is real, what is spiritual, what is the divine source, who's God, what does God do, all of those things. But when the sun rises, in this case, and shines its light, everything becomes clear. You realize that what you were touching wasn't a tree bark at all. It was the leg of an elephant. So the light removes all confusion and misunderstanding. And in the same way, when the Sun of Knowledge rises, there is no debate, there is no misunderstanding, there is no confusion. Because the Sun of Knowledge illuminates everything, revealing the truth and removing all doubts. And so here are three very important things that happen when the Sun of Knowledge rises. That is when God comes to earth. The first one, clarity of spiritual truths. Just as the physical sun reveals the true nature of objects, the Sun of Knowledge, the Supreme Soul, brings clarity to spiritual truths. We begin to understand who we truly are as spiritual beings and recognize our eternal nature. There is no more debate or confusion about these truths. Everything is illuminated with understanding. It removes misconceptions and misunderstandings about spirituality, about God, about the soul. We no longer live in the shadows or the darkness of doubt or uncertainty. Instead, we are bathed in the light of truth. And the second thing that happens is, in the darkness without a clock, one might be unsure of the time. It could be midnight, it could be early morning, or it could be 11 o'clock, right? 11 p.m. or it could be 2 a.m. And without knowing what the clock is, we are not sure about the time. However, when the sun rises, we know exactly what time it is. So, in the same way, when the Sun of Knowledge, the Supreme Soul, comes, they help us understand the time period we are living in and the cycle of life. They shed light on the spiritual timeline and our place within it. So the Sun of Knowledge, the Supreme Soul, illumines the roles we play, the nature of the world, and the unfolding of events. And we gain insights into the divine plan and the purpose behind the drama of life. The third thing that happens when the Sun of Knowledge rises is we begin to focus on what truly matters, the eternal aspects of life. If you think about it, if it's dark outside, we tend to go back to sleep and we tend to put off the things that we need to be really doing. In the same way, when the spiritual Sun of Knowledge, when the spiritual Sun of Knowledge rises or descends or rises in our heart, then we have to get to work. We have to get to work on our spiritual life. And we have to shift our attention away from the temporary material world, the material world which is full of beginnings and endings, and instead focus on the eternal truths that are unchanging and everlasting. The Sun of Knowledge, the Divine Source, illuminates our understanding of spiritual concepts. But not only that, they also provide clarity about the time period we are living in, that we are eternal souls, and that the nature of the divine drama unfolding around us. And if you reflect on this, what I've realized is many of us find it challenging to grasp the concept of eternity because we are so accustomed to thinking in terms of beginnings and endings. We are deeply invested in the material world where everything has a lifespan. But the Sun of Knowledge, God, shifts our perspective, helps us see beyond the temporary and recognize the eternal. This awakening is one of the most important experiences we can have. When the Sun of Knowledge rises, when the Divine Source comes here, they shed light on the things that are truly eternal, and these are the things that genuinely matter. Om Shanti, I am peace.